off. But Rodney is here. Rodney, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? It's a great topic that you got today, and I just wanted to speak to some of the people out there. I've seen this a lot, primarily in guys. They just don't want nothing to do with it, and they just kind of just go along with it. They think there's something there to pull back together with a relationship, and in the meanwhile, they look like a bunch of idiots to their children. Don't do this. Your children are the most important thing to you in this world, and you should let them know every day that you're right there for them, fighting for them, and you will do anything to make sure that you have the contact with your children. They will see your daddy, and you will be there and be their daddy.
Absolutely.
Do not fall into that trap. I mean, unfortunately, I've been blessed and haven't had to confront this, but my children always knew that their mother and me both love them, and I always made that my first priority. Do not let this fall away from you and try to regroup to this. I agree with you 100% in what you had said a few minutes ago about it's very hard to go back and repair all of this in the court, but most importantly, you will never have a chance to repair this in the eyes of your children.
That's a very, very salient point. We appreciate it, Rodney. Thank you. Well put. And here is Jay.
Hey, I wanted to call in to say that I truly appreciate what you guys do. As being a dad that was a single dad for a while, being in that, I didn't even get the every other weekend thing. I got the first and third weekend thing.
Ooh.
And then a ridiculous amount of child support. So by the time that I was able to pay that, I mean, you have no money left to have much of a place to live. So you end up renting a room from somebody or something like that. And it just...
I lived like that for many years.
Oh, but you made it fun sounding.
Well, yeah. The beauty of all the mistakes I've made is that they become fodder for my radio shows. And so it's, to some level, I can say, well, I not only grew from them, but I've turn them into
right.
radio stories and things that make me a little bit of profit, or magazine columns, too.
Yeah.
Well, from my personal experience, I now have full custody of my oldest child.
That's awesome.
Good.
And it was a decision that we both made. There were a set of circumstances around why, but there's no sense in getting into that. And when he came to live with me, you know, I knew that I had lost a childhood year, because this is, you know, he's 13 when he comes to live with me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16 now, and, you know, so I told him, you know, your mom had you for the kid years, bud, and I'm here to help you get to be an adult. And so, not that I wasn't present in his life prior to that, but I'm saying from being a first and third weekend dad and, you know, two non-consecutive weeks, I mean, it's such a weird way to say, as a father, this is all you're entitled to.
Yeah,
it's a really messed up thing, especially when prior to the divorce, I was his everyday lifeline. Mm-hmm. I got him up for daycare. I got him home from daycare. He, you know, I cooked him dinner. His mom was working and going to school, so she was barely home. So I was with him all the time. And then suddenly, I'm not allowed to see him when I want to. I mean, it's such a weird thing. Like, so our marriage doesn't work. So because of that, you're going to cost me valuable time with my child, whom I love and care about. It's just, you know, I've always hated that system, but, you know, since he's come to live with me, he's turning into an outstanding young man, but a lot of weird things that he had to go through, because much different house than his mom's house when he came to live with me.
Well, Jay, thank you for sharing that, because I feel like a lot of men need to hear that, because most of the time, you know, we have these clients that come in and they're just so depressed and down and out about that it's not an option for them to have the shared custody or the 50-50 custody, and they so desperately want it, but they don't understand that it is very obtainable. They just need to ask for it and fight for it. And a lot of people just don't understand that you can obtain that.
Well, I think if you don't mind me going a little bit longer on this.
We are kind of tight for time, so.
I'll make it super quick. The thing is that we've got to break the narrative that only a mother can raise a child.
Absolutely.
100%.
And well, and on top of that...
I referred to that. That's a prejudice that still exists in courtrooms and so forth, isn't it?
And it is.
Oh, absolutely.
And the second thing is, a child is not a paycheck.
Preach.
And I mean, that's the thing is, like, if it's a money thing, you keep your money, I'll keep my money. Let's split the medical costs and schooling costs and let that child have a valuable life with both parents and an equal share, you know, because it's not about, I've told many people this that I've watched go through divorces since mine. If you have kids, it's no longer about you and your ex-wife. That fight is over. Let that fight be over. If you're angry with them, then that's y'all's fight. Don't put it in front of those children.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with them, and they shouldn't have it taken out on them.
And that's why I say, and thank you very much for a very meaningful call.
Yeah.
Poignant. What three words I often use when I talk about Dana and Jacqueline when talking about Duncan Tomlinson, turn it over. Turn it over. It's three words. We all comprehend what they mean, but putting them into practice in a situation like the one he described or the one that I lived through,
mm-hmm.
that's when things really got better. When I stopped trying to run the show.
Yeah.
Not just the divorce, but everything. You know, I was in charge of the whole world. That's a lot of responsibility. And when I finally gave up and said, I can't, that's when everything started to get better. So, Brad McDonald will be joining us. And I did see the Dow was down a couple hundred. Probably has something to do with all the snap, crackle, and pop in the NATO meetings. At 7 minutes after five, we hope you're planning on joining us at Bonhoeffer's. Some may already be gathering for our Wednesday nights at the Roundtables gathering. And Dana and Jacqueline are going to join us. Come and have a good time.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic as we kick off the big part of rush hour this evening. It is all good for you. Nice clean slate to get started with. No problems on the Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughan Road, and the 31s are all clear. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road just before 8 o'clock. No arrests have been made. Governor Kayabe says the state will no longer give jail food funds to sheriffs personally in the wake of criticism that some sheriffs profited large sums by skimping on meals. In a memo to the state comptroller, Ivy rescinded the state's policy. The money must now go to government accounts. A lawsuit challenging Alabama's lethal injection process has taken a new turn after eight inmate plaintiffs asked to be put to death by the state's new execution method, inhaling nitrogen gas. The Alabama Attorney General's office and lawyers for inmates submitted a joint motion to dismiss the litigation. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533. I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake. I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about divorce! Your old man, he steps out on your mom. What's that about? Now they are filing for a divorce. You will blame yourself, of course. It's not your fault your parents are divorcing, no matter how much your misbehaving made them argue. Don't worry if your folks split up. If they have joint custody, you get two bedrooms and two houses too. Your dad will get you to like him more through bribery. See, kids, it's not so bad. Your parents don't love each other anymore, but they'll each try really hard to convince you that they love you more than the other. But no one loves you more than Barney.
Boy, we should break that apart.
Yeah, we
Barney,
could.
Barney the dinosaur, the voice of wisdom to the generation, as we call it. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house, and joining us on the phone, Brant McDonald. We call him Mr. Right on the Money. Sir, how are you today?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. I've been traveling today down in the Panhandle, headed back. Been a day trip. And full disclosure, I told Joey I'm on some kind of crazy country roads here, and so I hope I keep my stick.
Yeah, I have. I've had issues down that way with my cell service at times, too. So let's get to the highlight reel first. After three very positive days, today we see some red, not catastrophic, just down. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, this was a huge announcement by Trump. I mean, a lot of news to talk about today. $200 billion.
Uh-oh. I think our connection has been interrupted. I don't know if you can hear me, Brant, but we cannot currently hear you.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, here we go. I was just saying $200 billion in new products and services, tariffs there in China. That was a big number, big news headline. And then obviously the commentary when he arrived in Brussels, which was really pretty awesome. He hit him, you know, hard right off the bat. But, yeah, I mean, the market was down just fractionally. I mean, yes, you would expect maybe some red ink out of this, but it wasn't that bad. So, again, fundamentals are going to tell the tale. Now, if we don't get solid earnings, story, and would obviously be way outside of my expectations. My expectations are that we've done quite well in the second quarter, and we should see pretty robust earnings numbers out of corporate America. So I think that's the more valuable, more important thing to focus on. So we'll see.
I was, you know, we have the same issue with fake media in Europe that we do here, because they were portending the thousands of demonstrators in Brussels that were supposed to be in the streets to protest President Trump, and it actually turned out to be more like 24
people. Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. I actually think President Trump, what he's doing is he's, the message that's going to folks who are native to their particular country, whether it's France or Germany or England, they're embracing their national heritage and the uniqueness of their sovereign homeland, re-embracing that just like we are here, you know. But we, the globalists, hate this Make America Great Again. They want us to be another address on planet Earth that's no different or no more privileged than any other. And, you know, privileges are earned, and I think we've earned ours. And I just love the fact that he kind of stuck it up over in Germany, you know, reminding them, hey, we've been protecting you from, for example, the issue with the gas from Russia. That, you know, they've gotten themselves, Germany's got themselves heavily indebted to Russia on that front. Here we spend all this money, more than our share, to protect them, and they turn around and get into bed with Putin, where he has a serious advantage. And he's the only one honest enough to point this out. They're all used to the last guy going over there, oh, we're sorry for everything, you know, and then getting bent over when it comes to negotiation.
No, exactly. And he needs to point that out, especially before his meeting with Putin. I think that sort of nicely sets the tone for when he goes to sit down with him, which is really what I love the most. But, yeah, I mean, at the same time, he does need to tell them the truth. You know, Greg, if you and several other family members went and borrowed money to do a project, and you all agreed on the payback terms, and then all of a sudden they start buying cars and doing other things, and they're just not paying their share and letting you pay it all, eventually you got to have a conversation with them and say, this isn't the deal. I mean, this is not what we agreed on. You've got the money. You need to, you know, pony up. And that's what he said. Plus, and I hope you can hear me, but
yes.
Germany has made some very poor policy decisions over the last many years. I mean, they gave up on coal, they gave up on nuclear, all this liberal social type stuff, very, very poor leadership. And then they got in bed with Russia, which was a huge tactical mistake. And Trump's pointing that out. So I think all in all, it was a really great message that he delivered, and it needed to be delivered, not behind closed doors, but for public consumption. And he knew what he was doing, because
sure
the voters in America were going to hear it. And so is Putin.
Who was the last president that was good at getting somebody to pony up?
I want everybody here to pony up $5. $10 for this campaign. I don't care how poor you are, you got $5.
Yeah, that was who was the big pony up?
Obama phone.
Well, Brant, we're going to wrap up while we still have a chance to maintain this connection here at 5:20 this afternoon. And friends, there is a lot to be said. These are lessons I've learned the hard way. There's a lot to be said for making that call to 387-0094. You, if you're married, bring your wife, sit down and talk to Brant about your future. It's called taking control of your money. A good part of your work week, your blood and sweat goes into your job and that paycheck. Are you doing the most you can with it to not only take care of your needs today, but for the needs you'll have down the road? It's very empowering when you make that call. So do it. It's good mental health. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care. Appreciate it.
All right, it is 5:20.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I want to ask Jacqueline, we finally got the full album of Goose wedding photos.
I've seen them.
Did you go? I did.
I went and looked.
Yeah?
I thought it was beautiful. Flamingo Gardens outside and the way that the tables were kind of all a little different.
We had a living room set up.
I know. And I was going to say, the seating arrangements with like the couch and the chairs, I thought it was very appropriate. I did. I stalked every single one of them. I did.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I did. I actually went.
I really was. the only thing that we do have, it's in a Dropbox, and we got to get that worked out. I'm going to call my friend Dan Black because he does this type of stuff. The pictures of the owl.
How does that call go again?
So close.
Well done.
It was some kind of an odd sound like that.
Like almost like a dog, but a bird.
Like a bird dog.
Right.
But not.
Right.
Totally an owl.
And while the picture of the owl with his wings fully spread landing on Ryan's wrist.
He's the ring bearer. Give him his proper title.
What you don't get in that photo was the audio reaction of the entire...
Oh, I bet. Did anybody know it was going to happen?
No.
Oh, so it's a complete surprise.
Total surprise.
The talons on that thing must have been quite impressive.
And by the way, no owls were abused in the production of the wedding. The owl was on loan from the zoo where it's used. It was actually an owl that they rescued and saved. They do a lot of that there.
Well, there's more. See, a lot of people don't understand. South Florida has a lot of natural owls that are protected. So, I mean...
The kids have gone out into the Everglades at night. I can't imagine
myself. The burrowing owls and stuff that are down there.
We had those on our lawn. You know, it's amazing.
They're protected.
If a burrowing owl establishes residence on your lawn, the state will come out and put a little fence around the hole. And I had one on my front lawn.
Yep.
And I had my desk set up at the front window looking out. It was really nice. And every once in a while, I'd look up, and the owl would be sitting there looking back in at me. Sometimes that was a little bit startling. But it was amazing to watch them parent because they'll stay in that same location for a long, long time.
Yeah. And you know, Florida Atlantic University had a huge problem with their football stadium being built because on the property they had natural burrowing owls that were living in the ground on campus. And they had to be very careful about how and when they were going to build because that was like their natural habitat.
Mm. See, now, I'm all for that type of protection. Yeah. It's... these little worms out in California that so farmers are starving and people don't have water because they want to protect something that's really going to be of no consequence.
You're protecting little worms?
Some stupid little fish that might go extinct. You know how the left is. They're always, it's everything right. Is, whether it's a worm or a small fish.
It's the end of the world.
They live on that. That is the pulse of their life. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house with us this afternoon and over at Baumhauer's with us a little bit later. What was the name of our gift card winner today?
Oh my goodness.
Him.
Yes, I don't have his name in front of me. I've taken the winner sheet downstairs. Mark!
You are so efficient.
Mark. Yeah, that's his name.
And we'll do it again tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 on Three Men and a Lady. We'll announce the winning word and jot it down. Tomorrow afternoon, once again, somebody will win a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card.
Traffic is brought to you by Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. It's creamy, delicious, hand-cranked taste takes you back to the simpler times. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things to tell you about here. New accidents at the 4100 block of Carmichael Road at the entrance to Bristol Downs Apartments. So careful there. And also the 900 block of West South Boulevard. There is an accident there. Looking at the rest of the roadways, we do have some backups due to rush hour. That will be on 85 southbound from around the Jackson Hospital curve all the way down to the interchange. And we're also seeing a little bit between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway as folks head home this afternoon. Interest rates are going up. Choose from 10 different models with interest as low as 0% at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your price. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Not 10%, not 20%. Get up to 25% off MSRP at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the summer clearance event, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, zero money down, just $279 per month. New 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your old car for cash, even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery at Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and TJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit, zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367. Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This song was featured as today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Do you mind if I repeat?
It's no problem.
Why? You love that club.
Because I can see his face. He was saying that. Thank you, Rusty, for capturing that. I owe you a drink tonight, $5. And this is one of the eight songs I, without the benefit of any natural rhythm whatsoever, can actually dance to and not look ridiculous.
You're a dancer?
No, there's eight songs.
What are the other seven?
Mostly disco.
Yeah. But some of the better Motown. I Can't Get Next to You.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
By the Temptations.
Is there fist pumping involved?
No.
I see you as kind of like the hip mover. Like a hip swagger.
Mm-hmm. And the arms would go out like the...
One at a time.
I totally imagine the arms.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them do it before.
Is one of the songs the YMCA? Because that's cheating.
No, not the YMCA.
Are you wobbling?
But
is one the electric slide also cheating?
I don't know how to do that. I don't do well with songs that have a specific instruction.
So you're not whipping and nay-naying is what you're telling me.
I don't know what that means.
There we go. Okay,
Tell the truth.
Is that
Village
50 Shades of Grey or something?
Not quite.
Tell the truth, it is Village People in the Navy, right?
In the Navy.
That's not true.
Okay.
Although I was a club jock when the Village People came out. And remember, first of all, everybody would fill the dance floor when you played San Francisco or one of their songs. Nobody knew anything about what they were all about, all that kind of stuff. It was just good dance music. I am not afraid, as a classic rocker, to say there were a lot of songs from that time I remember very fondly.
Were you in South Florida during this time, or are you still up in Chicago?
Both. Because when I got to Miami, I was making so little money, I took a weekend job, $50 a night, working at the old Fort Lauderdale Hilton on the beach.
Stop. My parents got married there.
Do you remember a club called The Library?
My mom probably does. I mean, like, I don't, but...
That's where I worked, and just because of the name alone, it wasn't a very popular place, but $50 a night, it helped me get by.
Well, like, my dad used to valet cars at the Mai Kai, and it's September's.
Oh, the Mai Kai!
I know.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy and September's. Oh, what a phenomenal restaurant.
I think I'm going to try to take little baby Steven to the Mai Kai for the show this weekend, because we're going home.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh. Joey and I are just sitting here looking at each other like, what is this?
It's amazing. I was going to say, Dan, when Florida people...
It's a live Polynesian show, guys. Yeah. With, like, real Polynesian dancing. Yeah. And they have fire. Wow.
Just let me know the level of appreciation a literal one-year-old, he's one tomorrow, has for a Polynesian show.
They have fire.
Yeah, it's
music.
It's fun.
You can
fire.
Literally stick an iPad in front of him without the $60 ticket.
When our station would fly in ad buyers from all over the country,
yeah.
That was the place we took them for dinner.
Well, we used to go there every year for my birthday, and they would have like a gigantic ice volcano. They put one of those sparklers on top.
Oh, my.
Bet you we can get one of those bad boys for the baby.
And I bet you he will never remember it.
September's, I knew the maitre d' there was a good buddy.
Yeah.
I always took dates there. Many. That and the Sea Watch in Pompano. Have you been?
I love Sea Watch.
I love it too.
Yes, yes.
That's like one of my favorite. We always take my mom there for Mother's Day.
This is true. On the day I married my daughter's mother,
yes,
August 27th, 1990, that the wedding was in the afternoon, so we drove from Miami to Pompano to have lunch that day. The day
it's
we got
amazing.
Married at Sea Watch. So on the day Janelle got married, Roz and I took our friends Fun Size Jane and him.
Fun Size Jane.
So we kind of repeated the tradition and went there for lunch.
Yes, beautiful. We always take my mom there for Mother's Day. They're a Caps place, but a lot of people don't know Caps place. But yeah, we go to Sea Watch a lot.
So let's get back to this. So you're taking all different dates to the same place.
Right.
Why do guys do that?
Okay.
No, this is true. The Sea Watch also has a valet. It's a guy named Jimmy, blonde guy.
Mm-hmm.
I went on my first date at the request of my Shelly Sko.
Yeah.
In 1984. She said, would you take me to the Sea Watch?
See, the first one's fine, but the second, third, and fourth dates that you took
there. But Sea Watch is that good, Dana.
Jimmy has seen me show up there with three wives and God knows Because I just loved it. It was a great first date place.
Well, you do this because you actually love it and you feel comfortable there.
It's a great place. It has a beautiful whole back scene of the of the ocean. I mean, it's legit. And their food is phenomenal.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Free plug for Sea Watch.
You know, but like you feel like the waiters are like, didn't you all blonde last week? And like, why are you with a redhead?
Wait, was this week the week?
No, there was years in between here, I think.
Jimmy, I don't think so.
Jimmy, the ballet guy, is still there. 34 years. Wow. Yeah.
If we go, he's still a ballet.
Yeah, but he makes a ton of money.
Yeah. Well, I should hope so.
It's a pretty
30
good
years as a ballet.
If we go this weekend, I'm going to tell him that Greg Budell says hello.
So when I went there with Roz the first time, I said, look, I finally found one worth keeping. Cool.
It's going to be, you're going to have to tell him, like, Greg Budell, you know that radio DJ who brought like 18 different women through here?
18?
In South Florida, they wouldn't 18? Think twice about it.
No, higher?
No, it's higher.
Over 33 years? No. A number is probably closer to 30. We shouldn't be talking about these things. Here's Donnie.
Hey, I just had a bit of a nightmare story and a question when it comes to child support and what can actually be done to change the way the courts handle that. Because I've never really agreed with the way they solely or tightly based the amount of support off the income of the non-custodial parent.
Well, there are four things. So, yes, it is the income. That's one of the four things that they base it on. They base it on your gross income, her gross income, any work-related child care expenses, and any health insurance costs.
Right, and that was luckily I've never had to pay child support, but when my wife, she was married before, they had three kids, and she was primarily the one that had always took care of the family because he wouldn't work. So when they got divorced, for three kids, she got a grand total of $272 a month.
Goodness gracious.
And now he was supposed to pay medical, but he never did, and they never done anything about that.
Well, if you don't do anything about it, then that's kind of on the party that has the right to bring the action. I mean,
she did, but they wouldn't, they never would go after him for it.
And see, you have to be. I can't speak necessarily that specifically because usually if you file a petition for contempt, and I'll just say a blanket statement, if somebody is ordered to do something by the court and they're not doing that, you most certainly have a right to file contempt, okay?
Right.
Paperwork is just that. It's just paperwork. I mean, you've got to enforce it to a certain degree. You know, if somebody's ordered to pay medical or somebody's ordered to pay extracurriculars, so long as they're doing exactly what they're ordered to do and they're not doing it, you most certainly can bring something with the court and make sure that that's handled.
And, too, if he ever started making more money, if either one of their incomes went up or down by 10%, she would have been, if it was in her favor, she would have been entitled to bring an action for modification of child support.
He ain't ever.
It sounds like at some point he would have had to have been making more money because he would have been living independently.
No, he got declared crazy and got his crazy check.
Well, that's a whole other difference.
And there we have it.
And that's why.
Donnie, we appreciate the call, but we're tight for time. We got
Donnie.
Wedding. Always good to hear from you. Ty.
Hey, guys, gals. Studio 54 in the limelight. That's where I preferred when I was going out. But that's a different case. I just want to tell all the guys out there that don't wait. Don't assume you're going to get everything in your divorce or separation or anything. Call these ladies, because I haven't been able to see my kids since they were 7 and 10 years old. Now they're 28, 25. And, you know, I've got one buddy right now. He listens to the show, thank goodness. And you need to call him, Mitchell.
Call us, Mitchell.
Yeah. Don't wait till it's too late.
Thank you, Ty. And you're absolutely right.
I wish you ladies were around when I went through it, because I definitely would have called you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
But thank you for everything you do. And I tell everybody about you that I can. They need you.
We appreciate that.
You're welcome. And thank you. And everybody have a great day.
You too.
By the way, their number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810 for Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
JB.
Hey, They gave an accident traffic report a while ago about an accident on 85. They said it was on southbound side at Forest Avenue. That's incorrect. It's on the northbound side on the inside wall.
Okay. Sometimes facts get transmitted incorrectly, and our buddy down in the traffic dungeon, Mr.
Waka Waka,
is at the mercy of those systems. So thanks for the correction.
Yeah. All righty. Take care.
Take care. And Crawdad.
Crawdad!
Crawdad!
I'm really sad. Because that sounds like a good name.
I feel like I want to really talk to him.
You call all the time, man. You know this works. Did you mute your phone?
Crawdad.
Apparently he knows the number, so he'll call back.
Yeah, I'll put him on hold. We need to take a break in a moment anyway. And we'll get that correction down to the traffic dungeon. We're going over to Baumhauer's after the show. And I hope you'll come and join us and meet Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. You know, one of the things I had to work really hard on to get my life back together was acceptance. So I don't look back at, I mentioned earlier that story of the deposition.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been angry at Michelle because she hired this guy because somebody she knew recommended him because he was good. He was crazy nasty.
Yeah.
People had convinced her because I was making a lot of money that I had been hiding it in places, and there was nothing.
And there's a difference in being a good lawyer and advocating for your client and just being a jerk.
Oh, he
like
would,
there's you know it's and we know the lawyers who do that.
What really freaked me out was that I must have looked like a giant piano keyboard to him because he kept punching all the buttons and I could not control my reaction.
Yeah.
Some clients like that. Like there are some, and I don't think it doesn't really sound like your ex-wife was one of them, but there are some people who they want that lawyer and they want their lawyer to be nasty and they want their lawyer
I don't
to
think
twist
she
things
knew
like that.
But here
he
but here's the thing you have to remember with that is I have seen that backfire on so many cases because the judges are going to look at the totality of the circumstances here. And if you're just being litigious to be litigious or mean and spiteful because you feel like you're making a point, I have seen that come back and bite people right in the butt.
Mm.
And so another thing is most of these lawyers that people think are aggressive or, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Let me get the loudest lawyer in the room or the most aggressive. A lot of times, judges don't like that. They don't like somebody who's just walking in there and they've got a big bark but no bite.
Mm.
And there's a lot of lawyers, especially in family law, that some do that. You know, they think if I'm the loudest, I'm the meanest, I'm the most aggressive, I'll get more from my client. And I've seen that hurt people's cases. Like, they've got pretty good facts, but their lawyer's a jerk. So, you know.
I eventually had a conversation with her and I said, you know, I admit, you know, that it's my behaviors that have brought this situation about, but I swear on my mom, I have not hidden a thing. And I don't understand why this guy had to be so vicious. And we got it all worked out, and you saw the wedding pictures.
Yeah.
You know, we were all together as a family, and we have been for, I'd say, 25 years. And the gray-haired gentleman is Michelle's current husband. He's a great guy and has been fantastic. In fact, I said, if you want Marty to walk with me and you down the aisle, I'm totally okay with that. And he was the one that said, no, this is for you and your dad. But I wanted to make the gesture because he's been that kind of guy. He's not the most in fact, she told me when she met him, she said, he's nothing like you. I mean, he's not as handsome as you are.
Well,
she really said that.
That's how you can really hope for in your ex spouse's next spouse is for them to be good to your kids. And that's what a lot of people don't seem to understand is like why would you want anything other than just someone to be good to your kids? That relationship is over. You know, there's no point in trying to ruin the future for that person, but a lot of people just don't understand, like, you just want somebody to be good to your kids.
Well, I was always glad that I was the father of a daughter because I was kind of, and that's what Michelle told me. She said, you know, when I was trying to pull my crap together, she said, look, Marty will take care of her. You don't have to worry about that, but she needs a daddy, and Marty is not a daddy kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You are. And that really impacted me, you know, that became part of the, okay, I just got to work my way through all this stuff and get back on top of it. And I did. Weird thing was, about 3 years, I think, after the divorce was settled and all that, she said, did you hear? And I said, what? Mitchell, that was, I think that was the lawyer's name. Not his last name, first name. What about him? Because immediately my stomach went sour. He offed himself.
Yeah.
And
that actually happens a fair amount with lawyers.
We had a couple lawyers recently here in Montgomery area do that over the last 5 or 6 years.
I don't know how a guy that did with, to me, a cooperating ex, how he could be that... produce that, you know.
But that's the thing is, you were one that was cooperating, and believe me, that doesn't always happen. So think about how miserable he must have been, because, you know, there's just such a thing as juju. You know, like
bad
if you're
juju.
Sitting there, like putting the negative vibes out in the world, and all you're just sitting there doing is spouting out negative stuff and getting negative stuff back in, like that's tough.
Well, and hurt people. Like, you know, Dana and I gain nothing by behaving like that, and our clients gain nothing by us acting a fool like that. So we try to kind of keep a level head. Now, yeah, we'll get heated every once in a while because we feel very passionately about our clients and our cases, and we see a lot of wrong happen. But at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you treat people as you want to be treated. And I always try to conduct myself and my depositions as if that was my mom or my dad being deposed. You know, you don't want to be disrespectful or be nasty, but you still have a job to do. So we zealously advocate for our clients, but, like, I don't need to be a jerk to do it.
Yeah. Well, I did not... My lawyer was not at that deposition either. I don't know why.
That
should never have happened.
Because he didn't tell me to get up and walk out. I just did. And I didn't, at that point, I was so off the deep end emotionally. I didn't really give a damn.
Yeah, don't ever go to a deposition without your lawyer.
Yeah, we can't.
Free advice.
Yeah, you know.
That's another part of the story we'll talk about the next time you're on. You guys have been amazing today. It's been fun. There's been a lot of good educational stuff out there and some good life philosophy.
There's been some good calls, too.
Yeah, and I mean, and here's the thing. If anybody doesn't feel comfortable calling in and putting their business out there on the radio, give us a call and set up a consultation. With two of us, we can usually get you in pretty quickly. And, you know, we're here to answer any questions people have about their situations.
Otherwise, you can reach out to the office at 819-4810. Okay, Eric, you'll be the last call, I believe, for the afternoon.
All righty, thank you. Yes, I was just, I've had my fair share of the Montgomery County family justice system. I have a friend, and she lost her children because certain judges and certain lawyers use default judgment to sort of get their way. And I know that you don't agree with me, but I've seen it firsthand. And my friend, you know, she's gone through several lawyers trying to fight this unwinnable war with these people down there. And I just want to let you ladies know that you need to watch your back down there because it's a snake pit.
Well, appreciate that, Eric.
Yes.
Eric,
thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Just something to touch on. If you get something in the mail or served by private process server or you get served by the sheriff, you have to file something. You have to file a response because once that default is entered, that default judgment essentially is it's his friend got served with something and didn't respond in time or probably didn't respond at all initially. And that's the ostrich approach, and it's not good. Okay, because
don't do the ostrich approach.
Yeah, because those default judgments are really tough to get overturned. And then so you're stuck because a default judgment, the other side gets everything that they want.
And they can say whatever they want on the stand to get whatever they want.
Yeah, and so those are really tough to get set aside. And undoubtedly, that judgment is horrible for her. Mm. Okay, undoubtedly, it is amazingly one-sided.
Yeah, worst case scenario, probably.
Yeah.
We will look forward to seeing you over at Baumhauer's in a little bit. Baumhauer's, by the way, is the place where I met John Cato from J&S Landscaping, and he's been a godsend. And Ricky Norsworthy from Oaks Exterminating. He and his wife were there having dinner with the Knights of the Round Table. And by the way, it's just the name for the group. We meet at the round tables at Baumhauer's. And we had not had anybody for pest control, A, because the first and only time I discussed it was with one of the national companies, and they wanted me to sign a 12-month contract, and I was just not interested in that kind of commitment. But Ricky is an entrepreneur, and his business, it's his business, and you're not going to have to worry about that. If you like the result you get, you bring him back. That's how it works, and he's convinced you will, and so am I. The ultimate testimony to the quality of his work is that he is dependent upon by a number of animal hospitals here in the River Region. And when you've got dogs and cats trying to get well, the last thing those places can need at all, cannot count, is bugs bringing in possibly more sickness or fleas. So they depend on Oaks Exterminating to make sure that the interior and exterior of their property is bug-free so it doesn't come in. And Ricky Oaks can make that happen. Here's the best part. When he came out and did, like, the pine straw and all the stuff around the front of the house, the garage, the inside, every single nook and cranny, I did not have to worry for one second about my dogs being exposed to the chemicals he uses to prevent these pests because they're very animal-friendly. Great guy, too. 265-6674. He also does commercial and industrial properties in addition to your personal house. 265-6674 for Ricky Norsworthy and Oaks Exterminator.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a little bit of a correction on an accident we reported earlier. That is 85 southbound we reported. It is 85 northbound at Forest Avenue, and it's two cars up against the barrier. So be careful if you're headed down through there. That is what's going on with that one. Everything else looking pretty decent so far this afternoon. We're not seeing anything else that'll give you any problems. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton & Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, PO Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry in the Peptry Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. When you're more liberal than that crowd, folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
All right, tomorrow we have Bobby Bright scheduled to join us at 3:30. We have not heard from Martha Roby's people about coming on the air and answering your questions. If that changes, we'll let you know immediately. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning. I have another winning word for Baumhauers, Jay, Emily, and Rich. Rich, you'll be here tomorrow, right?
It's no problem.
He's going to kill me. He really is.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Join me and Rusty Aldrich and the rest of the gang. Madonna.